This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also call their Klaus Financial offices, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to those telephone numbers. A little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. I will explain how you can win that a little bit later. I will just tell you this, pay particularly close attention to today's program because typically the answer comes up during today's show. Again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined in the studio this week by Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus. How you guys doing?
Great. How are you, Sean?
Doing well. Great to see both of you.
Yeah, it's good to see you again. I was off last week.
You
so
were.
It's nice to be back.
You're a lucky man. Get a little time off.
That's right.
It's interesting because in talking with you guys a couple of years ago, you mentioned, hey, sign up for the Social Security, the website, and do that stuff. And I got a reminder saying, hey, it's time for you.
Hey,
just
good.
Annual review, just a reminder of that. And it ties in nicely, and it's a good question about 401ks and how often should somebody be reviewing their 401ks?
Well, it's a great question. And as always, we always say, well, it depends perhaps on your own situation.
Sure.
How soon is retirement coming for you? So do I think you need to look at it every single month? Perhaps not. Every single quarter might be a good idea. Some people put it away for a year or two, and then they finally say, hey, maybe I should take a second look at how I was invested. And maybe I should get someone's opinion besides just my colleague next door to me. How I should be invested. So, you know, I know when the market is continually going up, people are very excited to open up their statements, whether they come in the mail or via email. And I very well know that when the markets are going the opposite way, people are like, what statement? I never get one. And they don't want to even pay any attention to it. So it really does make sense to regularly review as you're getting closer to retirement, particularly those last couple years. You want to have a good foothold on where the market's going, what your contribution levels are, and perhaps where you should be allocated, basically bringing the risk down quite a bit as we get closer to retirement. So again, sitting down with a professional, making sure you're on the right track.
What about the importance of having somebody, you know, and I know at Klaus Financial, you guys discuss kind of having that quarterback or having that conversation with somebody to help you and get advice, somebody to talk a little bit about what your goals are and having an opportunity to seek some advice from a professional.
Yeah, so we've actually done a little bit of research on this and have talked to other professionals in the industry about success rates of clients with or without a professional. And in many circumstances, one of the biggest components a professional brings in is consistency and temperament. So if you think about it, if you're looking at your statement every month or every quarter, and you're seeing the fluctuations occur every quarter, what ends up happening is you almost get like a panic attack, right? You're like, oh my goodness, it was up, now it's down, what should I do? And what ends up happening is that builds, and then you make unwise decisions, right? So there was actually a study that was done looking at what was the success rate of investors if they looked at their statements monthly versus annually. And it was amazing. It was just this segment of like thousands of clients they were looking at. But again, some looked annually, some looked monthly. And those that looked annually had a significantly higher success rate because they didn't see the quarterly and monthly ups and downs, right? They just kind of looked at a statement and didn't bother them as much. So the point would be here, don't turn a blind eye. Don't not be aware of it, but also temper yourself. And I would argue, now granted it's going to sound self-serving, I would argue work with a professional who can help to temper you, who can say when, yeah, you know what, this is getting bad enough that we should make a change, or they can say, no, stay the course.
Well, and a sound strategy is usually always a sound strategy, even in a down market.
That's right.
And that's really what CJ's saying. So, if it's a bad strategy and you don't look at it for a few years, I don't know if that's going to work out.
Right.
But a sound strategy, knowing your, again, risk tolerance, your age, and how much you're contributing on a year-to-year basis is really important.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. This is Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Our number's 321-1310. That's toll-free 877-235-1310. Of course, you can always call the Kloss Financial offices 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to hold on to those telephone numbers. Coming up a little bit later on the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card for Best Buy. Tell you about how you can win that. Also, don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com, or call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you want any of your retirement planning questions answered, we've got the great pair, the dynamic duo, CJ and Malia, both in studio this week, taking your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Telephone number 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Again, that's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined by our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. Talking with them about your 401k statement, when to review it, why to review it. Don't forget, as we talk today, also don't forget about the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the telephone number for Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And we left off talking about when you should and how often you should. And one of the big things, too, when it comes to reviewing your 401k is life changes. And we don't always, there's big ones. You get married, you have a kid. Those you're going to notice. There's also ones that you may not notice as well, correct?
Yes. So, one of the things is, before we even move on to that, is relative to how often you should be reviewing with your advisor. This comes up quite often. We have people who come in and say, I just don't know what to expect. I work with a financial advisor and I invested some money with him, or he gave me some advice and I haven't heard from him in a couple years. Or I heard from him once, but I was in the midst of some things and now it's been 3 years. Here would be my comment. Your financial advisor should be proactive with you. As a matter of fact, that's one of the reasons you have a financial advisor, so that they can be proactive and help keep you kind of charting the right course. If you're not hearing from your financial advisor for years on end, one of two things. Either they're not proactive, they're not doing the job they should be, or my other comment, and I always laugh about it, this is, they're commission-based, and they made all their money and they're disinterested in you now, right? So the point is, if that's happening to you, my piece of advice would be find a different financial advisor. Mm-hmm. That's what you pay them for.
And when they call you, you do need to return their calls as well. That's the other half. It takes two to go down this path.
And to Malia's point, we did have one client 1 year. He said, it's been a couple years since we met with you. And we go, yep, let's pull up the call log. And he goes, oh, yeah, that's right. You did call me 12 times in between.
Okay.
So there is some balance. There is some consumer responsibility to all of this as well. But yes, so you mentioned life changes. Mm-hmm. It's critical when life is changing that you are stopping, calling your financial advisor, doing one of those reviews, and talking about life change. Malia and I say you need to be meeting at least every 6 months or 12 months with your advisor, because life is always changing, mm-hmm. right? Money is always in motion. And so just kind of readdressing your goals relative to those changes is important.
He is CJ Kloss. She is Malia Cuevas. They come to us from Kloss Financial. This is, of course, Money in Motion, answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, Malia and CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for the office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. And as we've been doing this show, a lot of times we talk about some of the things that that you really don't want to do when you're investing for retirement. Let's talk about a couple of those items, things that you just don't want to be doing.
Well, one thing we spend a lot of time talking about is not trying to time the market. Mm-hmm. And CJ already brought that up this morning. So, this is one of those things, as we said, as the market's rising. People feel like, you know, they're God over their own investments. Everything's perfect. And, you know, what's funny is that they'll want to purchase more of what's going up. And we all know how that works. If we're buying into last year's returns, they're not going to be tomorrow's winners. So we really need to be calm and cautious and stick to our strategy. So we've talked about that enough. Another area certainly we've talked about is diversification. Don't put your eggs all in one basket. That doesn't mean that you need to have 20 advisors, okay, financial advisors. You need one perhaps that gives you a strategy that makes sense for you. A diversification truly means, as we've discussed previously, is having asset allocation within your portfolio, whether it be your investment portfolio that you help manage or one through your retirement plan. You need to make sure that that percentage, whether it be in stocks, cash, or bonds, is appropriate for your specific retirement. So that is true diversification, not just having multiple advisors. Another area certainly is the 401k that CJ can elaborate on and how you need to be looking at that through diversification.
Yes, and let me just add on one thing to what Malia was saying, because we still are constantly running into this as we meet with people. Even people who listen to this radio show who come in and meet with us, they fundamentally do not understand diversification. Okay, so they say, hey, I heard you on the radio, want to invest a little bit of money with you, and I've got it with four other advisors as well. You know, when that happens, Malia and I many times, just full disclosure out there for you guys, we'll many times say, you know, I probably don't want to work with you. And they go, why not? You know, don't you want to compete against your peers? And my comment would be, of course I want to compete against my peers. But I do not want you to think that diversification is putting your money with multiple financial advisors or multiple institutions. So a simple example of this would be your company that you work for. Think of some massive companies, Kraft locally, American Family, whatever it might be. They have all of your retirement funds with one custodian, okay? Yet you, as an individual, have your money with 12 custodians. Who's wrong, right? And the comment would be, you don't understand what diversification is. Diversification is owning multiple different asset classes, multiple different holdings, but here's the key, on one singular platform to simplify your life so that you get one statement at the end of the year, you get one 1099 to file with your taxes. This notion of having your money spread out between, you know, Fidelity, Schwab, TD Ameritrade, E-Trade, or with multiple advisors is just not diversification. Okay, did I pound on that enough?
Yes, but we didn't want to talk about the 401k.
Yeah, so 401k. The next thing not to do when investing is don't miss out on your company match. Oh my goodness, there's nothing that frustrates Malia and I more than looking and going, you know, why aren't you putting in your 401k and they offer a match and they're missing it? But I'll add on to that. It doesn't mean that if your company doesn't offer a match that you shouldn't be saving. That's another one we hear. Okay, so this is another thing not to do. Don't not save because your company doesn't offer a match. You know, it's your responsibility. It's incumbent upon you to be saving for your retirement. So certainly take advantage of the match if they offer it, but still be saving regardless.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas join us from Kloss Financial. If you have a question, they would love to answer it for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. You got questions about your retirement, retirement-related questions, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget the Kloss Financial telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Online at Kloss Financial. Financial.com, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your calls next as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Spending some time with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial. Again, don't forget our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you. Don't forget also the telephone number, Kloss Financial offices, 442-5637. And I want to hold on to that number as well. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We'll tell you all about that when we get to that point. We've been talking talking about some of the things that you should be avoiding, things not to do when you're investing for retirement. We talked about the importance of that 401k and matching. We also talked about what it means to diversify. Let's talk about some of those other areas. Let's take a look inside a little bit about, you know, with your company's 401k, what are some things that that you absolutely need to do? And also, when it comes to some independence, I sometimes people say, oh, I'm going to do this myself. Does that create some problems as well?
Yes. So another thing relative to your 401k would be that your employer very commonly will offer the matching funds inside of their own company stock. So you may contribute 6% and they'll match you 3%, but that 3% match will go into the company stock. That's fine, but what can happen over time is that your allocation to your own company stock can become too large. So here would be our suggestion. You do not want to have more than 10 to 20% of your total investment portfolio in any one company stock. And the reason here is, if that company, whether it be your own company that you work for or a separate company of stock you inherited from your uncle, if you have too much in there and that company struggles, that would be putting, you know, too many of your eggs in one basket. Mm. So again, no more than 10 to 20% in any one stock, whether it's your company stock or something outside of it.
Another thing too is, let's say it is your company stock. Sometimes what happens is they start letting people go at that point as well. So not only are you in danger of losing your retirement and investments there, but they're also, of course, that danger of losing your job as well. So great advice. Again, no more than 10 to 20% in the total investment assets. We've got a question for CJ and Malia. Love to answer it for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And Gary joins us. Gary, welcome to the program. You're on with CJ and Malia from Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm just wondering, I'm sure you deal with plenty of customers that have defined benefit retirement plan options.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if you have any type of rule of thumb regarding selecting a option in the defined benefit, a defined benefit retirement plan, you know, like joint spouse survivorship or a guaranteed 12-year pay or a lump sum or things like that.
Yeah, great question, Gary. I love it. So just to add context so that all of our listeners understand what Gary is asking about, he's talking about a pension plan, and pension plans will typically offer multiple payout options. Sometimes private pensions will offer a lump sum, which is this option of saying, basically, I'm going to get rid of the pension, and instead I'm going to invest it in my own IRA. But most locally around here, by the way, do not offer that, because a lot of the pensions are state-run, like employee trust funds. So then you get these multiple options, which is, hey, if I just want to draw it for my life, which we call single life annuitant, then when I die, there's no money left over for my spouse. And that option, by the way, is the highest payout option. Then there's all kinds of different options in between. And one of the lowest payout options is what's called joint and 100% survivor, which means if I die, my spouse gets the exact same amount that I was receiving. Well, that is the lowest, current upfront monthly amount that you can get, because now the insurance company knows that they're, making that money last for two people's lives instead of one. So Gary, some of the rules of thumb that we go through here is, number one, be very careful with this. Take your time. Within 60 days, this decision becomes irrevocable. Number two, talk to your spouse if you have one.
Because they'll have to sign off.
That's right. They'll usually have to sign off on whatever you choose, especially if you choose not to leave them anything. And number three, be aware that when you're taking those reductions, down 50% survivor, 100% survivor, you're basically behind the scenes buying a life insurance policy through your employer. And so you just want to kind of be aware, what is the difference that I'm giving up between single life and joint 100% survivor? And furthermore, if I did die, how much does my wife actually need? Or I say wife, this could be wife or husband. So I would say it's something you really want to slow down on. You really want to discuss with your spouse. But are there specific rules of thumb, Gary? Nothing more than take your time, and we would argue, talk to a professional.
Okay.
Great question.
Gary, great question. And I noticed something, by the way, when you were talking with Gary, you guys both said, take your time. Take the time to do it. And it ties in nicely with one of the things that we're going to talk about, which is talking a little bit about what financial planning is. I think a lot of times on this show, we say financial planning. Can we talk a little bit and describe what financial planning is? And I think taking your time and planning is an important part of financial planning.
Well, I think I think a lot of it has to do with just people say it must be just my investments, how much I'm making every year. And that's really not what we do on a daily basis. Obviously, we're helping manage investments. Of course, we all want the best return. But ultimately, financial planning is so holistic in that it's looking at not only the investments, but also the tax implications. That is a big, big one we deal with for our clients, utilizing their accountants to assist us, because we're not accountants, but making sure we can get you the best return out there, perhaps, but it's worth nothing if we were very short-sighted, not looking at the implications of the taxes. And then finally, estate planning. Again, that's an area that we're not ourselves attorneys, but we certainly understand fundamentally that if we don't have an estate plan solid, if what you want to have happen today while you're living is not carried out in the same way when you've passed away, then we haven't done our due diligence. Very, very important to make sure all of those areas are looked at for our clients.
She is Malia Cuevas. He is CJ Kloss. They come to us from Kloss Financial. Of course, you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. That's all one word. The telephone number for Kloss Financial's offices, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. I'm going to hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works just like this. In a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial offices at 608-442-5637. You are the first caller with the correct answer to Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll win that $25 gift card for Best Buy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In an adequately diversified portfolio, you should have no more than blank percentage of your total portfolio in a single company stock. Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. The first caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card. Don't forget that's telephone number as well for Kloss Financial offices. You want to sit down with them. Doesn't cost you anything for that first meeting. Give them a call. 442-5637. You can also learn a little bit more about them online. KlossFinancial.com. K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a great week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.